النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam, the 10th divinely appointed Imam, the 10th divinely appointed successor and trustee to the final messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. He was the esteemed son of the 9th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam, and he was the grandson of His Eminence, the 8th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was the financial epicenter of the Shias. Many countless Muslims paid their allegiance to Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, and so he received many legal dues and monies from across the Muslim world, and then he distributed these in a just, fair, and Islamic manner. But on the other hand, the Abbasid caliphs of his era exploited the economy of the Muslim Ummah to satisfy their carnal pleasures. They spent the wealth of Muslims wastefully upon singers and dalliers. The red knights of the Abbasid caliphs in Baghdad and Samarra were full of all things that Allah prohibited, and these Abbasid caliphs absolutely turned their backs to the Islamic principles and indulged in haram pleasures and lusts. And it was against all this that, as a beacon of light, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam stood up against the darkness promoted by the Abbasid caliphs.
Parts of Ziyara text of Jam'atul Kabira issued by Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salamu ala a'immat al-huda wa masabih al-tuja wa a'lam al-tuqa wa dawilluha.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thought, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call, and the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala mahal.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's Prophet, and the progeny of Allah's Messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala al-a'immat al-du'at.
Peace be upon the imams, the leaders, the guides, the chiefs, the authorities, the defenders, the protectors, the people of the reminder, the men in authority, the left ones by Allah, His select, His party, the case of His knowledge, His argument, His path, His light, His proof. Allah's mercy and blessings to be upon them.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor to have you with us. You are listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. Now, sometimes we have this opinion or this understanding that the divinely appointed imams only spoke about akhlaqi, moral, ethical, lifestyle things, when in reality, we find that the divinely appointed imams spoke about a whole vast variety of different things. And matter of fact, they were the masters of all of these various sciences, both physical and metaphysical. They were the masters of the Quran and the traditions. They were the masters of various different sciences, just as the jurisprudential sciences and things of that nature. Now, one of the things that they highly emphasized, and we find this in the era of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, is the idea of khums. Now, khums is this one-fifth tax which is levied upon people, and its purpose is to be able to fight poverty and spread Islamic culture, develop the academia and the intellect of people, and of course revive the Islamic sciences. This khums, this one-fifth, it is in the Quran and it is in the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, and it is an obligatory Islamic tax which comes about upon profit that one makes, and it is something that is extra, and it is more than one and their family's expenditure of a year. So at the end of the year, the money that is saved, it is left over, it has not been used. In reality, it can be said that it is extra in this sense. One-fifth or 20% of that goes in the name of khums. Now, there's many conversations that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam has with various different companions, such as Ibrahim bin Muhammad al-Hamdani, who has a conversation with Imam Hadi alayhi salam about this, as well as Ali bin Muhammad bin Shuja' al-Naysaburi, who has also a conversation with Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. Instead of talking about each one of these conversations, just the gist, Imam al-Hadi, after these companions asked him about the one-fifth and what are the various intricacies of the khums and how it is taken out, we find that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam in one instance says that the one-fifth is supposed to be taken out after deducting one's family's expenditures of a year. And in another place, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam replies that for me, the Imam of the time is the one-fifth, which remains after deducting one's expenditure of a year, meaning that which is saved. So based upon this, we find that the modern day jurisprudence have depended on these very conversations of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam in providing evidence for their verdicts and their fatwas, of course, including the fatwa that khums is obligatory on whatever remains, whatever is safe and kept over after the expenditure of 1 year. So these very important conversations that have helped to keep Islam intact for the generations up to the present day, inshallah, until the reappearance of the 12th Imam. May Allah hasten his reappearance. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Hadi, alayhi salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.